Lecture topic, Laylatul Bara'at, A Night to Reflect.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Most respected ulama ikram, brothers and elders. Any dini talk, any waaz, nasihat. The purpose of this is to bring us onto our objective. The purpose of any dini advice is that we become practicing servants of Allah Ta'ala and true followers of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So that is the niyat, that is the intention we should have in any gathering of deen, any talk of deen, that it is not just something customary, something that, well, that's part of the things that are done on a certain time and a certain occasion, so we go through the motions of it. But it is beyond that. Allah Ta'ala, out of His grace and mercy, grants us opportunities, you may call it excuses, to make a U-turn in our lives and come back to Him. Special occasions where Allah Ta'ala keeps granting us those opportunities to turn to Him. Special moments of time where His special mercies descend. Allah Ta'ala's special forgiveness comes. Sometimes it's in the month of Ramadan, in the manner of granting us the month of Ramadan. And then in the month of Ramadan, the night of Qadr, Laylatul Qadr. And then it's in the form of the 10 days of Zulhijjah, which are extremely virtuous days and nights. And then sometimes it comes in the form of the day that comes every week to us, the day of Jumu'ah, which unfortunately we do not take the benefit that we should. We performed our Jummah Salah, we feel that that was the duty done, whereas that is farz, obviously that has to be done. But the entire time of Jumu'ah is very, very virtuous. But we allow it to pass by without taking that great benefit. And sometimes it is a time that is so virtuous, which Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to highlight it, and at the same time, to highlight the extent of time. He indicated with his two fingers, meaning a very, very little portion of time is so virtuous on the day of Jumu'ah that any person who has turned his attention to Allah Ta'ala at that time is engaged in asking and begging Allah Ta'ala at that time, whatever he asks will be granted. Now what is that small portion of time, that little time from that entire 24 hours? So there are various views that the muhaddithin have mentioned, but the most authentic view is that it is the time between Asr and Maghrib and closest to Maghrib. Now that's a very great time Allah Ta'ala is presenting to His servants. Allah Ta'ala is granting this opportunity, come back to Me. And whatever you ask will be granted. Subhanallah. So likewise, like we have all these occasions and opportunities, the opportunity also that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us in this night tonight. The opportunity of the 15th night of Sha'ban, which Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has highlighted the virtue of this in many ahadith, in Tirmizi Sharif, in various other books of ahadith, that the crux of all these various narrations, that on this night Allah Ta'ala's special mercies descend. Right from the beginning of the night has started from the time Maghrib time set in. So from the beginning of the night, Allah Ta'ala's special mercies descend. Allah Ta'ala himself calls out from the beginning of the night. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala is calling out to his servants. Can we imagine if a father, some mother is calling out to her child and the child doesn't pay attention, calling with great affection, love, and calling to benefit him, to give him something. He's not interested, he's just ignoring it. Anybody who sees this, who observes this, they'll be shocked. And they'll be totally astounded. This person's mother is calling him with such love, such affection. Father is calling to her. And that too to give him something, not to ask him for something. One is to call him to ask him to do something. Calling him to give him something. And if he ignores that, he's indifferent to it, this will be the height of insolence, the height of disrespect, the height of ingratitude. So the parents, that respect and maqam, Allah Ta'ala gave them because they were the means of this insan coming into this world. But they didn't create him. When the child was in the womb of the mother, she didn't even know what's going on there. She didn't nourish that child. Allah Ta'ala created us. Allah Ta'ala sustained us. Allah Ta'ala nourishes us. And this night Allah is calling. And calling for what? Allah doesn't need anybody. Allah is the creator. Allah is the sustainer. Allah is mustaghni. He is totally independent of the entire creation. Allah is calling us to give us. And if we don't turn to Allah Ta'ala, then what height of ingratitude this is to Allah Ta'ala. And how indifferent this is. When somebody sometimes behaves in a certain way, we get very, very upset about it, very irritated. Somebody will ask, what happened? And this fellow's got an attitude problem. Very common line nowadays. This fellow's got an attitude problem. Why? I'm calling him to, he's looking the other way. He's got an attitude problem. Can we imagine our attitude with Allah Ta'ala? Allah Ta'ala is calling out to us. هَلْ مِن مُسْتَغْفِرٍ فَأَغْفِرَ لَهُ. Anybody seeking forgiveness, I may grant him forgiveness. Instead of seeking forgiveness, even on such nights, we're still engrossed on our phones, we're still engrossed in other things, we still haven't turned to Allah Ta'ala. These occasions, while on the one side, like the month of Ramadan for that matter, other occasions of this nature, while on the one side, the great bounties and blessings of Allah Ta'ala shower down, and the rewards of amal are multiplied, etc. But the actual purpose of these occasions is to come back to Allah Ta'ala. Not just to engage in some amal for the sake of sawab, and we did our duty, dusted our hands and done with it. Sawab we'll get if we do what we can do, and we should try to do the best. But that is not the main purpose of these occasions. The main purpose of these occasions is to turn to Allah Ta'ala and become His. Not for tonight and finish off then. For always. That is what Allah Ta'ala is making excuses for us to come back to Him. Dunya is a test. Now in that test, we are supposed to have done what we are supposed to do. But imagine that test has been given and somebody has been given tips also of how to pass it. And then he ignores those tips. So Allah Ta'ala is the creator, He is the sustainer, He has blessed us with everything. But He's given us this time in dunya as a test. But now Allah is also making excuses for us to learn how to pass this test and to come back. That okay, we did things that were not in order, we faltered, we erred, we went off the line. But there's a chance to now wipe everything out and come back to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala on such an occasion, His special mercies descend. Allah Ta'ala Himself calls out from the beginning of the night, هَلْ مِن مُسْتَغْفِرٍ فَأَغْفِرَ لَهُ. Is there anybody seeking forgiveness? I may grant him the forgiveness. هَلْ مِن مُسْتَرْزِقٍ فَأَرْزُقَهُ. Is there anybody seeking rizq so that I may grant it to him? Now, on the one side, this is Allah Ta'ala calling out, anybody seeking the rizq, I will grant it to him. One is rizq, what we, our understanding is limited to, that rizq is only a person's material things. That is also rizq, obviously. But then rizq is beyond that. In the Hadith Sharif, the dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma rizqni hubbak. Allah, grant me the rizq of your muhabbat. The rizq of your love. So this is a time to ask for that rizq as well. To beg Allah Ta'ala. So rizq. Ala min mustarziqin fa'arzuqa. Ala min mubtalan fa'u'afiya. Allah is asking, is there anybody who's in a problem and he wants a way out of that problem? Is he asking for that? I will grant it to him. So now one is that we turn to Allah Ta'ala. Well, tonight is a night to ask. So we make some dua and then we carry on with our life. Then it's like a person on the one side is doing something of benefit and then he's doing something that's going to topple the whole benefit. When a person does some righteous actions, those righteous actions have its impact. Apart from sawab and reward, it brings a lot of positive outcome. And sins, evil deeds, that brings an impact as well. In the Hadith Sharif, the month of Ramadan, this hadith is often quoted and discussed. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam one day came out into the masjid to come and inform the Sahaba Ikram of the specification of the night of Qadr. We keep revising that message and hearing about it, that the night of Qadr is not fixed in one particular night. It's to be searched for in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, in the odd nights. But on that occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was informed and he came out to inform the Sahaba that which is the specific night. Some explained that it was that particular occasion. On that particular occasion, which was the specific night? That was Qadr, night of Qadr. So such a great thing. In the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, greater than 1,000 months, one night, in virtue. خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. Greater than 1,000 months. How much greater, Allah knows. Depending on the person's sincerity, his devotion, his mujahada, greater than 1,000 months. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out, and he finally addressed the Sahaba, said, I came out to inform you about this. But when I came out, two people were arguing. They were involved in an argument. The argument too wasn't on some batil. One person was owing the other some money. Unfortunately, he was unable to pay on time. Not that he didn't want to pay. And waiting for something to work out, and one day, one week, few weeks passed. Or sometimes in this kind of situation, somebody becomes a little bit irritated too. He may not realize that that person is hard-pressed right now. He is genuinely unable to pay, not that he's not wanting to pay. So in that moment, sometimes some little bit person's maybe frustration built up or whatever. So some words were exchanged. He's now demanding payment. The person said, but I don't have anything. How am I going to pay you now? But in that, the voices got raised a bit. And where in the masjid? So now this was actually the path that was not in order. That this kind of raising of voices and that in the house of Allah Ta'ala and that to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is present, though they didn't do it right in front of him. But in any case, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says when this happened, the ill effect of this was that this specific knowledge was uplifted. That this specific knowledge that when is Laylatul Qadr, the specific night, that was now uplifted. That was taken away. I don't have that anymore. Now you search for it in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, in the odd nights. But now the ill effect of this little raising of voices, not on some lie, on some evil. It was a valid matter. Somebody got upset about now he didn't get his payment in time. Somebody tried to excuse himself that I'm trying, but I didn't get to manage to do anything for you yet. But in that the voices got raised in the masjid, that was the outcome. That such a great knowledge was uplifted. Now imagine that a person who is now engaging in sin, in vice, in haram, what impact that is having? One is this little raising of voices, but it had this impact. It resulted in such a great deprivation. A person is involved in sin, half his night is gone in watching haram, he's chatting all evil all the time, involved in illicit chatting and relationships, and so many other vices. Person is gambling, involved in zina, and what not is carrying on. What impact that is having? And how far behind is throwing a person? But we don't realize where it's taking us. And the worst outcome of this is, one outcome, Allah forbid, Allah save us from all azab of every level and every nature. One is some calamity of some material nature happens. There's a loss, material loss. There's some illness, whatever else. That also, Allah save us from all that. The worst is a person becomes indifferent to deen. And especially in all that, he starts suddenly seeing dunya opening out on him. And he thinks, well, there's nothing better for me. And that takes him further and further away from deen. That is the worst calamity and azab. So these occasions Allah Ta'ala has given us is to come back to Him. So this great night, the night of 15th of Sha'ban, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam highlighted the virtues of this. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that Allah Ta'ala forgives more people on this night than the number of hair on the goats of Bani Kalb, which was a tribe that was known, very famously known for the huge flocks it used to have. Now one goat, who can count? Huge flock of goats. More than that, Allah Ta'ala forgives. But then side by side in other ahadith that are also related to the 15th of Sha'ban, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam highlights various categories of people that get deprived of this forgiveness. So many people Allah forgives, but some people get deprived. So what is this all about? This is bringing us to reflect. It's not just a matter of getting some reward only. It's also to reflect. Where am I headed? What are my priorities? What am I doing? What I'm supposed to do? Many a times the priorities are all mixed up. The priorities in terms of our deen, at the top of the of everything is our faraiz. And many a times a person is sometimes very eager for some nawafil, some tasbihat, wazaif, alhamdulillah. But the nafil aspects, the acceptance of it too will be based on how he fulfilled his faraiz. For example, somebody has employed a person, told him, look, your time of work is from 8 to 5. And these are your duties. So now from 8 to 5 is his duty. He's not even pitching up at 10 o'clock too. He's maybe coming at 12 o'clock. And then you can't even see where he is, what he's doing. And then before 2 o'clock, he's already disappeared too. But the whole evening he's ready there, the bringing some tea for the person somewhere, or bringing some other ice cream and delivering it. Why, nobody needs all this now. You first come and work 8 to 5. So all this is not bringing any happiness. Because you, what duty you, that is your obligation. This is all additional. If you were doing that and did this as well, it would have brought a lot of great happiness. That you are really going out of your way, but you're not even coming in the way. The duty and the time that you're supposed to be working, you're not even there. So this is, it's like, what is this worth? So likewise, the nawafil, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. But that is, the acceptance of that too will really be on the faraiz. In the hadith Qudsi, Allah Ta'ala says that my servant doesn't do anything that is more beloved to me, mimmaftaratuhu alayhi, than what I have made compulsory upon him. So now this is a night to reflect. Where am I in terms of the faraiz? And on the top of the list of the faraiz, the 5 daily salah. What is my position in terms of the 5 daily salah? This morning, mashallah, Fajr, Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. Allah's Fazal, Allah brought us in the masjid tonight. Let us make this the day that now we continue being in the masjid for every salah. Tomorrow morning for Fajr also, in the masjid for Fajr salah. And to perform the salah with jama'ah is wajib. Without a valid excuse to omit that is sinful. So now that's the top of the list, the faraiz. And then after the salah, the far salah, now together with that we should be trying to increase on nawafil. Especially tonight on such an occasion, we should be trying to do more amal. So some nawafil, etc., tilawat of the Quran Sharif, other amal. Then other faraiz obviously side by side, the zakat, fasting, etc. So this is the one aspect that the most important thing is the faraiz. And together with that, then the nawafil also will bring great benefit. In that same hadith, Allah Ta'ala says, when my servant has done what I have made compulsory upon him, that's the most beloved. Thereafter, he continues to get closer to me with the nawafil. And how close? Hatta uhibbahu. I then love him. And when I love him, I become the eyes with which he sees. I become the ears with which he hears. Meaning he only sees what I am pleased with. He only listens to what I am pleased with. I become the feet with which he walks. Meaning he'll only walk in the direction that I am happy with. I become the hands with which he holds. And then such a person, وَلَئِن سَأَلَنِي لَأُعْطِيَنَّهُ. If he asked me of anything, I will certainly grant it to him. وَإِنِ اسْتَعَاذَنِي لَأُعِيذَنَّهُ. He seeks protection from me for anything. I will certainly grant it. But it starts off on the foundation of the faraiz. And on the foundation of the faraiz, now he builds up and gets closer to Allah Ta'ala with the nawafil. Then this comes as position someday. Now this is a night to check within ourselves, to reflect, where am I in terms of the faraiz? And a day to make tawbah, a night to make tawbah, to turn to Allah Ta'ala. Allah's doors of rahmat are open. Allah's doors of forgiveness are open. We have to come back. As mentioned already, Allah is himself asking on this night. Every night this is available. Every night in the last one third portion of the night. On this occasion from the beginning of the night. From the beginning of the night, Allah himself is calling. Anybody seeking forgiveness, but now it requires sincere tawbah. And what is sincere tawbah? Number one, to stop the sin. Whatever it is, sins of the eyes, sins of the tongue, sins of the heart, whatever haram, Allah forbid, tawbah. Turning to Allah Ta'ala. Allah is our benefactor. Allah has granted us everything. And we take His ni'mats and break His laws. What a height of ingratitude this will be. So to turn to Allah Ta'ala in sincerity, beg His forgiveness, sincere tawbah on this night. So in any case, the hadith we were talking about, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has highlighted on the one side the virtues of this night, what great rewards come, but at the same time, certain categories of people are excluded. Now this is a wake-up call then for us, that from such a great occasion, can I afford to be excluded? Can I risk being excluded? I can't afford it. I need to be part of it. I'm desperately in need of Allah's forgiveness. So I need to make sure that there are no barriers in my way. Because if there's any barriers in my way, I'm excluded. What a deprivation. What a loss. If a person loses a few thousand rand, that too gives him a sleepless night. Can we imagine this loss? So the people who have been mentioned in the Hadith Sharif, the categories that are mentioned in the Hadith Sharif were excluded from the bounties of this night, from the blessings, from the mercy, from the forgiveness of this night. So there's various riwayat. In one hadith sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that Allah Ta'ala forgives numerous souls illa li mushrikin aw mushahin. The mushrik. Mushrik, a person who ascribes partners with Allah Ta'ala. There's no forgiveness for that. If a person leaves his dunya and go, there's no forgiveness for it. While there's life, there's a chance to make tawbah and turn back to Allah Ta'ala. So without iman, then everything is doomed. And shirk is the worst zulm and the worst oppression. So shirk, that throws a person completely out. The second category mentioned side by side is mushahin. Mushahin, person who harbors malice in his heart for others. There's dirt in the heart for somebody else. There's a difference between dirt and hurt. Many people get confused about this. See, but now, person did this to me and that to me and whatever else to me. So, I can't bring myself to have a clean heart. So something to check, is it hurt or dirt? Dirt is to wish ill for somebody. To hope something goes wrong in his life now. And to have a hatred for someone, to dislike and despise someone. The other is hurt. If somebody has hurt us, we'll get hurt. There's human nature. A wound takes a while to heal. So as long as it's not beyond hurt, there's no dirt, then that doesn't exclude a person. He's forgiven, maybe he hasn't forgotten, because it's still there, the hurt is there, but he's forgiven. For Allah Ta'ala, he's forgiven it. Those who were hurt beyond what we can imagine, beyond what we can imagine. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, when Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, his daughter, was slandered. Can we imagine that situation? Beyond our imagination, what pain and hurt such a chaste personality and the wife of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the munafiqeen are slandering her. And what do the parents go through in such a condition? And an entire month went past that no wahi had come to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding this matter. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself was greatly perturbed. On the one side, convinced that this could never be. And on the other side, nevertheless, this rumor is being spread around. So what pain and what hurt it causes. And now finally, an entire ruku of the Quran Sharif is revealed, highlighting the chastity of Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and her honor, and her position in the court of Allah Ta'ala. So now this entire thing, the Quran Sharif cleared up. So one of the people that got caught up unwittingly in spreading this false rumor was the cousin of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an. He was a very poor person. And Abu Bakr used to help him financially also. He too now, the same story that has now many times more now doubled up and tripled up, 100 times more severe nowadays, with the press of a button, we're just passing on any information. Just at the press of the button, forward to all. And in that one button, sometimes we make 100 ghibat. And sometimes 100 buhtan and slander. Because now somebody sent something to us, so now we just have to pass it on. We will be equally answerable for passing on that kind of information. We're not going to be absolved that I don't know who did it and who sent it. I was just only forwarding it. Forwarding what? If somebody sent some filth to you, you want to give it to somebody else? Somebody sent a parcel and a box nicely covered, but inside is all dirt and filth and rotten muck. You say, well, somebody gave it to me, so I'm sending it to my neighbor now. What logic would that be? So somebody sent some dirt and filth to us on social media or wherever. Say, well, somebody sent it to me, so I just forwarded it. We'll be answerable as well. So any case, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala and his cousin also somehow got caught up in this. These were all lessons that the ummah was being taught, that look, don't fall into this. The sahaba were going through the first learning process. Never before this had happened, that deen came to somebody in that time. Deen came to them for the first time, and they were through this learning process. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, when this entire matter got cleared by the Quran Sharif, he took a qasam. He was extremely hurt. And he took a qasam. I will never help Mistah again, that cousin of his. I will never help him again. But when he took this qasam, now what hurt he went through, we can't imagine, as the father. What hurt he went through is beyond our wildest imagination. And he took this qasam. But when he took this qasam, the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala revealed another ayat. To make the tarbiyat of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an. And Allah declares him, وَلَا يَأْتَلِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ. People who have of virtue among you. The Quran Sharif is declaring Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu as a person of virtue. People of virtue and those who Allah has given some abundance, they should never take such a qasam that they're not going to give their relatives and the needy, etc. وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَسْفَحُوا Forgive and overlook. أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ Do you not love that Allah should forgive you? Ayat of the Quran Sharif is revealed. Somebody runs to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just recited this ayat that this has just been revealed. Meaning the indication is towards you. His immediate unhesitating response, أَنَا أُحِبُّ أَن أَيَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لِي فَأَنَا أَغْفِرُ لِمِسْتَحْ I love Allah should forgive me, I therefore forgive Mistah completely. And not only that, I will continue helping him and give him more also. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, who was herself the victim of the slander, and one of the people who got somehow again unwittingly caught up in it, Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an. So, any case, this all happened, he was even punished for it. Time passed. Much later, the Sahaba would come from behind the parda, they would even ask questions of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha due to her knowledge, etc. Once Hazrat Hassan radiallahu anha was there as well. So somebody else who came, one of her relatives, so he's asking her that you're allowing this person to come here. After all, he was the one who said what he said, meaning he was part of that slander. Though he didn't make the slander, he also got caught up in circulating it. What was her response? Innahu kana yunafihu an Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forget about that. Now she was the victim of the slander. And she was the one that was hurt the most. When she got to know about it, she fell unconscious. That this is what's being spoken out there. And from the moment she got to know that this is what was spoken, she got to know almost at the end of this whole episode. Up to that time, she knew nothing. What is carrying on out there? She had no idea. And right at the end, only that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was now being a little bit reserved. She was a little bit perturbed about this, but she didn't know why. And now just right at the end of it, she gets to know this is what's being spoken. When she heard about it, she fell unconscious. And then when she regained consciousness, the only thing she did for the next 24 hours was cry. To the extent that the next morning she says, I felt like my heart is going to burst now. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam came and the ayat of the Quran Sharif were revealed and this whole matter was cleared up. But now one of the people that were involved in this that caused such pain was Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an. Now when somebody is saying, but why are you allowing him to come here? Her response, don't worry about that, forget about that. Remember the good. He used to defend Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his poetry against the Quraysh. When the Quraysh used to compose hurtful poetry against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hassan radiallahu anhu was a very great poet. He used to respond to it and reply to their abuse and vulgarity and whatever. And he used to defend Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remember that. Don't worry about this. This is all gone now. Water under the bridge. Let bygones be bygones. That's what she's saying. What heart, subhanallah. These occasions come to make us reflect that we need to also emulate this. It's not just going through the motions of something. It's a time to pause, to reflect where we headed to. What are we doing? How close we are to the beautiful example that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself showed us, that the Sahaba Ikram have shown to us. After all, we're also heading in that same, going in the same direction. We have to get to Allah Ta'ala. And the Akhirat is right at our, we don't know how close to us, whether we'll see tomorrow, Allah knows. This is what Allah Ta'ala loves, a clean heart. On such an occasion, Allah Ta'ala is blessing people in numerous numbers, but Allah Ta'ala wants a clean heart from us. إِلَّا لِمُشْرِكٍ أَوْ مُشَاحِنٍ Other category that is deprived of the mercies of this night, mentioned in the Hadith Sharif, قَاطِعُ رَحِيمٍ The one who severs family ties, cuts off family relationships. This is among the major sins. In the Hadith Sharif it is mentioned, one Sahabi, Amr ibn Ambasa, radiallahu ta'ala an, before he came to Islam, he came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he asked him that, what do you command with? What Allah has commanded you to do? Now he's asking, he wants to learn about Islam. He wants to know what this deen is all about. And he's asking the question, what have you been commanded with? So now Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is teaching him and telling him in a very comprehensive manner, number one, bi kasril awthan. All idols must be forsaken and broken. Meaning all shirk, idol worship, kufr, all this out. Number two on the line, wasilatil arham. Bi kasril awthan. Wasilatil arham. And joining family relationships. Now there's hukukullah and hukukul ibad. The entire branch of hukukullah, the rights of Allah Ta'ala, in kasril awthan. And worship Allah alone. Don't ever get involved in any idol worship. And worship Allah alone, then obey Allah Ta'ala. And the other aspect that's part of deen is hukukul ibad, the rights of people. At the top of it, silatul arham. Maintaining family relationships. When Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came back from the, after receiving the first wahi, and he came trembling, because the first occasion is seeing the angel, and then the weight of the wahi, and he came to Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, and he says, Zammiluni, Zammiluni, cover me in a blanket, and wrap me, feeling cold now, shivering. And then he says, Laqad khashitu ala nafsi, actually feared for my life. So Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha consoles him. He says, no, you don't need to fear that any disgrace can ever come to you. Because you feared that you would fail in the task that was given to you that can never happen. That such a great task, will I manage to fulfill it? Not fulfilling it would be disgrace. Disgrace can never come to you. Now she's making such a bold claim. And that too she said, Wallah, la yukhzika Allahu abada. Taking a qasam in the name of Allah. Allah will never allow any disgrace to come to you. How come? On what basis such a bold claim? She started off counting all his good aspects of his life. First thing on the list, إِنَّكَ لَتَسِلُ الرَّحِيمِ وَتَحْمِلُ الْكَلْ وَتَقْرِ الضَّيْفِ وَتُعِينُ عَلَىٰ نَوَائِبِ الْحَقِّ تَكْسِبُ الْمَعْدُومِ. That you are the one who joins family relationships, maintains family ties. You go out of your way to keep this in place. How can Allah allow any disgrace to come to a person who is taking care of all these aspects? Several other things she mentioned. First on the list was this. In the hadith, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Man ahabba ayyubsata lahu fi rizqihi wa yunsa'a lahu fi atharihi fal yasil rahima. Person wants barakat in his life and barakat in his wealth. The prescription in the hadith sharif, you're all looking for this all over the place. But the prescription from none other than Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself. And barakat in your life and barakat in your wealth. Falyasil rahima, then let him maintain family ties. And what is this maintaining of family ties? That the one who cuts off relationship, this person is still going out of his way to maintain it. Somebody is being indifferent and he is being positive. Somebody is now being cutting him out, he is joining the relationship. He is the one who gains his very great bounties and blessings. Dua gets made for him by the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, where that kinship and family ties has a form, and it makes dua, man wasalaki, man wasalani wasalahullah. The one who joins me and maintains me, Allah maintain him. The one who cuts me off, may Allah cut him off. So that's the other category. It sometimes is just merely one call, one message that will sort the matter out. Just humble ourselves. Sometimes just trample our ego a little bit. Or, if it's not a matter of ego or nothing, what have I got to lose? Though I am convinced within myself, I wasn't wrong. I wasn't wrong in any way, but what have I got to lose? I've got so much to gain. If I just humble myself, I've got so much to gain. For dunya, we do humble ourselves. We humble ourselves in many ways for dunya. There's a very, very big customer and he was very rude. We still smile at him. Because if I just talk maybe 1/10 of the way he spoke to me, I talk back, he's going to turn around and walk away. then I'm not seeing him walking away. I'm seeing all his money walking away. So now for that money, I'm able to smile at him despite his rude behavior and his even vulgarity. You see the person still smiling at him and, you know, no, that's how business is now. You just have to tolerate all this. For the business of akhirat, هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ تِجَارَةٍ تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Allah Ta'ala speaks in the Quran Sharif about the business of akhirat also. So now if we just humble ourselves a little bit, and we just take the step forward to just mend the relationship, ask somebody for forgiveness, doesn't matter, we were not wrong. What we got to lose? We got so much to gain. So the second, this was one category. One more category mentioned in the Hadith Sharif is, عَقُنْ لِوَالِدَيْهِ. The person who is disobedient to his parents. Relationships, in general, we just heard about. Right at the top of all relationships is the relationship with parents. That's above everything. Yes, we have to maintain the balance. We have to be very clear about that as well. That we don't fulfill somebody's rights in such a way that we oppress somebody else. That we fulfill somebody's rights in such a way or be good to one party in such a way that we are actually hurting somebody else. No, there's a balance. But with that balance in place, we should never ever forget that the highest level of relationship is with parents. And there's so much of detail in it, time is already run out actually. But this is mentioned in the Quran Sharif, in the Hadith Sharif, highlighted in a way that nothing else has been highlighted. Just to touch on one ayat of the Quran Sharif, where Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِمَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. That if the parents are insisting on some child to commit shirk, the parents are mushrik, they're forcing that child to commit shirk. Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. Don't obey them. Cannot obey that. And likewise, any sinful aspect. Parents are saying, no, there's a wedding on, and you have to be there. But that wedding is all mixed up. It's all intermingled. And there's going to be music playing there too. We can't obey that. But we will disobey it respectfully. Can't obey it. But we'll disobey that wrong command respectfully. فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. And side by side Allah Ta'ala says, but وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. Don't obey that, but treat them kindly in the world. While they are already in that same mode of forcing you or trying to force you to do the wrong, don't do the wrong, but still be respectful, still be kind. Subhanallah. Only the kalam of Allah can highlight it in such a way. And the ayat where Allah Ta'ala says, وَفَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Don't even say uff to them, uff. Don't express irritation. The actual thing in all this is, don't cause hurt in any way. Undue hurt. If somebody says they are hurt because you don't attend that mixed gathering, then you're not responsible for that. They are responsible for it. You can't break the relationship with Allah Ta'ala to join a relationship with somebody else. Above everything is the relationship with Allah Ta'ala. Then that they are responsible for. But he will disobey that respectfully. There was a very great muhaddith, Mansur bin Mu'tamir, great muhaddith. His mother was somewhat a harsh person, and she would get irritated sometimes on some matter which was not even a... And in front of everybody, she would shout at him. So there was once that he was offered, and not offered, he was asked to become the qazi by the king of the time or whatever, the Amirul Mu'mineen of that time, the Khalifa. So he declined. Now to become the qazi was a very prestigious thing, and it's going to mean a lot of, well, honor and respect and so on too, and probably that kind of material benefits will come too, because he'll earn that kind of salary maybe or whatever. But he flatly declined, and he was being pressured to take it, but he's declining. And the reason for declining is that this is no ordinary task. It's not a matter of just whatever judgments I'm going to pass today, I'm going to have to face the judge of all judges on the day of Qiyamah. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, some judges are in Jannah and some judges are in Jahannam. So he said, I don't touch it. And in the midst of everybody, his mother from time to time will come to her mind and she'll shout at him. that, so what's wrong with you? Now, he's a great muhaddith of the time. He's a very senior person. His name comes in the chain of narrations of the, in the books of hadith. And she'll shout at him. And sometimes he's busy teaching or whatever, she'll shout at him from wherever she is. What's the problem with you? You are being offered this qaza post to become the qazi and you're declining. Where's your brains? I say he'll hold his beard and he'll look down and he'll remain silent. He won't say one word. He won't even say, look, you don't understand the matter, so let it be. Not even that. He won't say, look, you haven't, the facts are not in front of you. You don't know why I am doing what I'm doing. No, nothing. He'll hold his beard, meaning there was a lot of sabr happening inside. But he made the sabr. But he didn't utter one oof. He didn't say one word of disrespect. These people understood the ayat of the Quran Sharif. Yes, a lot happened inside. But they said, that's part of dunya now. And that's not gone in vain. That will come, its barakat will come in dunya also. Its barakat will come beyond imagination in the akhirat. And Allah forbid the opposite. It brings its consequences faster than anything else in this world also. And what's in the akhirat is beyond, apart from that. So in any case, this is the other very important, extremely important aspect, that if we have erred in this regard, then we seek our parents' forgiveness. We mend the relationship. Yes, as mentioned already, that sometimes things might be said that we are being pressured to do which are wrong. We can't do the wrong. And as parents, we have to take note also that we are also answerable in the court of Allah Ta'ala. We too will be answerable if we have not fulfilled our obligations, our duties. So in any case, aqun liwalidayh, then mudminu khamrin, the person who is involved in intoxicants, he becomes deprived of the virtues of this night. We have to make tawbah from all these things. Allah Ta'ala save us and protect us. These are not things that are spoken in order to just highlight things for the sake of highlighting it. It's for reflection for all of us. If with the grace of Allah Ta'ala we have been saved from something, we have other things in our life to still make tawbah for. We should make shukr for this and make tawbah for that. We don't look down upon anybody. The sin is a sin, we can't condone it. The wrong is a wrong, we can't say the wrong is right. But we have no basis to look down upon anybody as a person because we don't know his end result. Tomorrow is another day. Tomorrow is our other day as well. We have no idea what our condition is tomorrow. And we have no idea where he could reach tomorrow after sincere tawbah. So therefore, we look down upon the sin, but not the sinner. We don't know the end result of ourselves or anybody else. The end result is what counts. So in any case, the aspect of intoxication. Then the other category mentioned in the Hadith Sharif, musbilu izarin, the one who hangs, referring to males, hangs his garments lower than his ankles. One sahabi was walking and his garment was hanging below his ankle. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam shouted at him from behind, called to him from behind. So he didn't realize who it was initially. So he turned around to see Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam at that time was saying to him, irfa izarak, raise your lower garment. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, raise your lower garment. فَإِنَّهُ أَنْقَى وَأَتْقَى. So he turned around, he realized it was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he, in a way of not rejecting what was said, but sort of just excusing himself that, okay, maybe this was because now it might get soiled or dirty. So he said, إِنَّهَا بُرْدَةٌ مَلْحَى. What this actually meant was, it's a specific meaning, but just the crux of it was, it's a very, very ordinary, simple, old garment. So if it got torn little bit, got dirty little bit, it's not going to matter because not something very expensive or very high quality. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him a reply which was a reply for everyone till Qiyamah. All he replied to him, he said, put your, these were not the words, but what it meant was put all your logic aside. Put all your responses aside. Meaning talking to the whole ummah till Qiyamah. Put all your responses aside. Put all your logic aside. The one line Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, alaysa alay amalaka fiya uswatun hasana, amalaka fiya uswatun, don't you have an example in me to follow? You bring in all the other stories. Have you not seen what I do? Is that not good enough for you to follow? So he says, I looked at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his garments were raised way above his ankles. So that was the uswa. That was the way that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself highlighted. Now we want to give all our issues in between. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us the answer already. Put all the issues aside. There's one issue only. What Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us to do, that is what we do. That it should not flow below the ankles. Such a great night. Such great blessings. Such great forgiveness. Allah forbid we get deprived of it. And one of the aspects mentioned also is mannan. The person who reminds of his favors. Did a favor to somebody? But now that favor keeps coming up. I did this for you and now this is what you're doing. I did that for you and this is what's happening now. Don't you remember that what I did for you? Any excuse and some way or the other, that must come in. There's one incident mentioned about in those days in India now, that whole, when there's a wedding now, the groom's party, the whole groom's party, they wanted to go by travel, big party now, travel by foot, and some in carriages and some on horseback. But now in order, as a kind of security it should be, because they have to go bring the bride from some several villages away. So now those days, all the dangers, so a whole group would go and tour Raj as a kind of security to go and bring that income. But now this would become like a big thing now from village to village. Everybody knows, okay, what's happening here? Who's the groom and where they're going? So now one wedding party was going. So somebody now, the groom, didn't have anything special to wear. Someone told another person who had one shawl, nice shawl. So why don't you lend it to him? It's his big day now. He's the groom. So at least now you can see there's a groom around now. So in any case, he lent the shawl. So now they came past the first village. So somebody asked, who's the groom? Because now that's the person of interest now. He's the man of the moment now. So that's now, they don't know what's going on here, but who's the groom? So the person who lent the shawl, so he said, he's the groom and the shawl is mine. Somebody told him, but now, fine, you lent the shawl. What was the need to say it now? It's okay, doesn't matter. Mistake. Any case, they came to the next village. So now this time again, somebody asked, who's the groom? So he says, well, he's the groom, but don't ask about the shawl. So somehow or the other, that shawl had to come in the way. So that this person doesn't forget, I lent him the shawl. Your other couple in between two, we just cut it down for the sake of time. But the point is, if a person has done something, some good to somebody, he's done it for Allah Ta'ala. When he's done it for Allah Ta'ala, why should there be anything left in the mind and heart that I did this? Did it for Allah Ta'ala. Let alone for others, for some stranger or some family person. We do favors to our parents and remind them. Whereas what favor is that? Can we count favors to our parents? One person asked something, so Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu told him, he said that one pain that your mother went while giving birth to you, that one pang of labor, your whole life, whatever you do, can't fulfill the right of that. So now we sometimes do favors for our parents, but we want to count those favors. That is our good fortune. So the person who reminds of favors deprives himself of such a great blessing on such a great occasion. These are the things not just for the sake of some theory, some knowledge only. All this is, as we started off right at the beginning, any waaz, any nasihat, any dini talk is to bring us onto our objective, to bring us onto what we are supposed to be doing, where we are supposed to be heading to, turning to Allah Ta'ala. These occasions, the primary thing in this occasion, all these great occasions, is to connect ourselves to Allah Ta'ala. That's the most important thing. There was one very pious person, passed away a long time. So, going back now 50 years ago or more, he used to go around the Kaaba Sharif to go and hear what are people asking. In those days the crowds were much smaller, easy to go around the Kaaba Sharif and see now. So first, it was very far away. Then, mashallah, some dini efforts started off, etc. After some time, again, he went to the Kaaba Sharif and hearing at the Multazam, etc. Because people are asking in a little bit of a voice now. They are at the Multazam, they are at the Kaaba Sharif. So he's hearing, mashallah, somebody is asking for, now dini things also. Alhamdulillah. But he says, with all this, there's still something missing. People are coming all the way to the Kaaba Sharif. They're coming to where the blessings of Allah are pouring down, and Allah's special attention is down, coming down. He says, but they're not asking Allah for Allah. They haven't yet started asking Allah for Allah. Meaning that they want to become the true servants of Allah Ta'ala, and want to become His, make Allah theirs. Asking for everything else, we haven't started asking for this yet. These occasions are for this. To ask Allah for Allah. Koi tujhse kuch, koi kuch mangta hai, ilahi main tujhse talabgar tera. The poet says, Ya Allah, somebody is asking you for something, and somebody for something. Ya Allah, I'm asking you for you. Ya Allah, I'm asking you for you. And if you are mine, then everything is mine. Ek tu mera to sab mera, zami meri falak mera. Ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Allah, if you are mine, then everything is mine. And if you are not mine, no matter what I can have, but nothing is really mine. It's all just a deception. Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us a tawfiq. This is a night of sincere tawbah. Sincere tawbah, turning to Allah Ta'ala, begging His forgiveness, a time to make resolutions with Allah Ta'ala. We are on the doorstep of Ramadan. It's a time to clean up. Time to really clean ourselves for this preparation for Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala blessed us just 2 weeks before Ramadan with such a great occasion. It's a clean up time. So that when we come to Ramadan, we are clean. We don't lose out. It's a time to turn to Allah Ta'ala in all sincerity, beg His forgiveness, and make sincere tawbah. And inshallah, in this way, we'll be gaining Allah's blessings now. In this world already, what's in the akhirat is beyond our imagination. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Make dua inshallah. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وعنت الوجوه للحي القيوم يا أحدا صمدا لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله يا ربي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين إله العالمين يا الله oh most merciful, most gracious, most kind, most loving Allah إله العالمين يا الله يا الله forgive us يا الله يا الله forgive us يا الله Ya Allah, forgive us out of your grace and mercy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it's only your tawfiq you have brought us into your house, Ya Allah. Only your tawfiq you've allowed us to raise our hands to you, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, you have allowed us to raise our hands, Ya Allah. Surely you wish to forgive us, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, we are totally undeserving, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we acknowledge we don't deserve anything, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if we really deserved something, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it would be azab, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are most merciful, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, despite all your bounties and ni'mats, Ya Allah, despite the countless blessings, Ya Allah,
Despite all the ni'mas that you shower upon us every moment, Ya Allah. Despite the food that you gave us to eat, Ya Allah. The water you allowed us to drink, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the air that you provided that we breathe every moment, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all our limbs and faculties and organs, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, every ni'mat you provided, Ya Allah. And we shamelessly disobeyed you, Ya Allah. We blatantly disobeyed you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the eyes you blessed us with, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we continued using that eyes, Ya Allah. Which you granted us, Ya Allah. No doctor in the world can replace it, Ya Allah. All the technology and the machinery of the world cannot replace it, Ya Allah. Out of your grace, you granted it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that I was used hours on end in watching haram and filth, Ya Allah. What shamelessness, Ya Allah. That you are watching, Ya Allah. And we are watching the filth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the tongue that you blessed us with, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, what a tremendously great ni'mat, Ya Allah. If the tongue was snatched away and the speech was snatched away, what a difficult life it would be, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, despite such a great ni'mat, how much of ghibat was made with it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, how many lies were spoken, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this tongue, Ya Allah, you allow us to take your Mubarak name, Ya Allah. Your pure name, Ya Allah. The Mubarak name of Nabi Kareem, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This tongue to recite your Quran Sharif, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, how much of vulgarity rolled on this tongue, Ya Allah. Such filth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all the ni'mas, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the heart you blessed us with, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this heart was to be filled with your muhabbat, Ya Allah. It was to be filled with the love of Nabi Kareem, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It was supposed to be filled, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, with kindness and compassion and mercy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we filled it with all the evil, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we filled it with the filth of the world, Ya Allah. We made it the flushing system of the entire world for all its filth and muck, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. This heart was supposed to be pure, Ya Allah. We filled it with malice, with jealousy, with pride, with all the evils, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, how much we have committed wrong, Ya Allah. If we were deserving of anything, we were deserving of azab. But Ya Allah, you are Kareem, Ya Allah. You are most forgiving, Ya Allah. You are most merciful, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant those who don't deserve, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are those undeserving souls, Ya Allah, who are begging for your mercy, Ya Allah. Begging for your forgiveness, Ya Allah. Allah, out of your grace and mercy, forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive all our major and minor sins, Ya Allah. Allah, forgive our families, Ya Allah. Forgive our relatives and friends, Ya Allah. Forgive the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah, shower your maghfirat on the ummah, Ya Allah. Shower your rahmat on the ummah, Ya Allah. Allah, don't deprive us on such a great night, Ya Allah. Allahumma la taruddana khaibin. Allahumma la taruddana khasirin. Ya Raja al-Mu'mineen, la taqta' raja'ana. Ilahul Alameen, we're making tawbah on this night, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we regret, Ya Allah, all the wrongs we have done, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we deeply regret it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are pledging to you, Ya Allah. We'll not go back to all these sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we'll making tawbah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we will have forsaken all these haram, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, accept our tawbah, Ya Allah. Accept our tawbah, Ya Allah. Make it tawbatan nasuh, Ya Allah. Make it tawbatan nasuh, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, save us from all these vices and sins, Ya Allah. Allah, save us from everything that displeases you, Ya Allah. Grant us the tawfiq of doing all that which pleases you, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those of Ya Allah. Allah, wherever we have erred, Ya Allah, whichever way we have erred, Ya Allah, enable us to make amends, Ya Allah. You forgive us, Ya Allah. Enable us to make amends, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you take us, Ya Allah, with afiyat to the month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Enable us to witness this Mubarak month with afiyat, Ya Allah. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan, wa sallim Ramadan lana, wa sallimhu lana mutaqabbala. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Allah, enable us to use the time of Ramadan correctly, Ya Allah. Allah, to earn your forgiveness, Ya Allah. To gain your closeness, Ya Allah. Allah, in this night we're begging you, Ya Allah. Allah, grant us your love, Ya Allah. Allahumma rizukna hubbak, wa hubba man yuhibbuk, wa hubba amali yuballighuna hubbak. Allahumma ij'al hubbaka ahabba ilayna min anfusina, wa ahlina, wa min al-ma'i al-barid. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Allah, you become ours, Ya Allah. Make us yours, Ya Allah. Allah, you become ours, Ya Allah. Make us yours, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Along this night, Ya Allah.
Allah, you shower your maghfirat on each one, Ya Allah. Make us your true and obedient servants, Ya Allah. Make us your loyal servants, Ya Allah. Make us the true ummatis of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ilahul alameen, Ya Allah. Allah, enable us to abandon every haram, Ya Allah. Every sin, Ya Allah. All the illicit relationships, Ya Allah. All the haram chatting, Ya Allah. All the filth watching, Ya Allah. Going to haram places, Ya Allah. All the zina dens and gambling dens, Ya Allah. Save us from all these places of terrible evil, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Enable us to fulfill the rights of every person, Ya Allah. Enable us to respect and honor our parents, Ya Allah. Enable us to be compassionate and kind on our children, Ya Allah. Enable us to mend the relationships with all our relatives, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Make us true flag bearers of Deen, Ya Allah. Make Deen the greatest importance in our life, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, fill our hearts with the love of Deen, Ya Allah. With the love of the Amal of Deen, Ya Allah. With the love of the efforts of Deen, Ya Allah. Accept us and our progeny till Qiyamah for the khidmat of Deen, Ya Allah. With ikhlas and afiyat and qabooliyat, Ya Allah. Enable us to perform our 5 times salah with jama'ah, Ya Allah. With khushu and khudu, Ya Allah. Enable us to recite the Quran Sharif all the time, Ya Allah. Daily, Ya Allah. Enable us to be in your remembrance all the time, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Save us from every sin and vice, Ya Allah. And all those who are sick, give them shifa kamila, ajila, mustamirra, da'ima. Remove every trace of their ailments, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, whatever difficulties and hardships, financial difficulties, any difficulty somebody is experiencing, Ya Allah, out of your grace and mercy, remove it with afiyat, Ya Allah. Grant afiyat in deen, Ya Allah. Afiyat in dunya, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant afiyat, Ya Allah. You protect us from all the trials and tribulations, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Whatever, Ya Allah. Whatever is in each one's heart, Ya Allah. You know the cry of each one's heart, Ya Allah. Fulfill all the pious aspirations, Ya Allah. Remove each one's difficulties and hardships, Ya Allah. Remove each one's sorrow, grief and anxiety, Ya Allah. Remove the depression, Ya Allah. Fill the hearts with itminan and sukoon, Ya Allah. Fill the hearts with itminan, Ya Allah. Allah, grant us the reality that itminan is in your remembrance, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, bring us 100% into your remembrance, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Allah, shower us with your blessings on this Mubarak night, Ya Allah. Shower the entire ummah with your blessings, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, shower your blessings on all the Muslim lands, Ya Allah. Grant them pious rulers, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, protect the Haramain Sharifain, Ya Allah. Protect Masjidul Aqsa, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, protect all the masajid on earth, Ya Allah. All the madaris and makatib, Ya Allah. All the organizations of deen, Ya Allah. The khanqahs, Ya Allah. The effort of da'wat and tabligh, Ya Allah. All the efforts of haq, Ya Allah. Preserve them and accept them, Ya Allah. Make it a means of hidayat, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, you are the one who will safeguard deen, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, nobody can harm deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are the ones that have abandoned deen, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, before the enemies did anything, we are the ones that are the biggest criminals, Ya Allah. You blessed us with Iman, Ya Allah. You blessed us with the Mubarak life of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we have left this and adopted the way of the Yahud and Nasara. We are the biggest criminals, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Bring us onto the Mubarak Sunnah, Ya Allah. Bring us onto the Mubarak Sunnah, Ya Allah. Bless our lives with Haya, Ya Allah. Bless us with Haya in every matter of life, Ya Allah. Haya in dressing, Ya Allah. Haya in conduct, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Cleanse our lives out of the ways of the Yahud and Nasara, Ya Allah. From their styles, Ya Allah. From their fashions, Ya Allah. From their lifestyle, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, make us love the Mubarak Sunnah, Ya Allah. And make us love the Mubarak Sunnah, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, all that we have asked for, Ya Allah. Out of your grace and mercy, grant it to us, Ya Allah. What we should have been asking for, Ya Allah. Without asking, grant us that as well, Ya Allah. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين